USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Welcome to the first day of July as we head into the holiday weekend. Fireworks, barbecues, and celebrating 245 years of the Grand Experiment. She's fairly young when you look around the world. Vietnam is 4,000 years old. Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday laid out a future for Hong Kong. Quote, now Hong Kong is at a new stage of moving from chaos to governance, and then from governance to greater prosperity, end quote. She said that at a swearing-in ceremony of Hong Kong's new chief executive, John Lee. Lee, a Beijing loyalist, was the only candidate for the position in an election held in May. Multiple law enforcement officers were shot in southeastern Kentucky on Thursday, and a suspect is in custody. ATF Louisville said agencies were responding to a shooting scene and armed person barricading themselves inside a home. A press conference is scheduled for Friday. USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
More illegal immigrants have lost their lives Thursday in Texas.
Four people were killed and three others are in critical condition after a driver suspected of human smuggling crashed into a truck, according to the Texas Department of Safety.
The suspect vehicle that was being pursued by Border Patrol exited the interstate at a high rate of speed, lost control, and crashed into a stationary vehicle.
The fatal crash is the second deadly human smuggling event this week in Texas after San Antonio police officers and Homeland Security authorities discovered 64 migrants suspected of entering the United States illegally in the back of a tractor trailer on Monday. Security footage just released shows the driver of that tractor trailer passing through border security smiling. Four people are now being charged for the smuggling incident, including that same driver. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Liz Cheney, speaking at the Reagan Library this week in Simi Valley, California, continues her crusade of canceling President Trump.
I'm a conservative Republican, but I also know that at this moment, we are confronting a domestic threat that we have never faced before. And that is a former president who is attempting to unravel the foundations of our constitutional republic. The reality that we face today as Republicans, as we think about the choice in front of us, we have to choose, because Republicans cannot both be loyal to Donald Trump and loyal to the Constitution.
The Wyoming representative since 2017 is a part of the made-for-TV show called January 6. Cheney is being called out for her vendetta. Craig Shirley is the President Reagan biographer. He was on Fox News overnight calling out Cheney for being ignorant of history.
We faced a civil war, or the very foundings, the American Revolution, all these things. She doesn't know her history.
Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court Thursday, officially taking her place in history as the first black woman to serve on the nation's highest court. In a statement distributed by the court, 51-year-old Jackson thanked Justice Breyer, calling him a personal friend and mentor for 20 years. She said she is well-positioned to serve the American people. It is true, Justice Breyer owns the ice cream company bearing his family name. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.